but slip-slap daft round simple speak, and people stare and mock while you go jub-jub-jub. When monkeys cease to sing, though you carve slot in head and slip in so much coins that brainy gloop did ooze therefrom. Ah, I see. Yes. When e magma so rage in stomach, yet only feeble birds fly out to gob. And when e gloom so flicky switch to find oo bulb be bulb that only suck the light from room. Oh, bloody hell. Then e welcome. Hoy. Vuvak welcome. In blue jam, blue jam, blue jam, blue jam.
Kids' party's always a bit of a nightmare. So I just thought I'd hire a girl to fire ping pong balls out of her family. For their dads, really. Kids don't seem to mind.
All the memory brought forth from a fifth of Hennessy. As the times of 89 pay a visit me. Warm days in the cold beer chemistry. Eventually broken up by responsibilities and such. Sometimes it's error mentally I reconstruct. High school I came out it. Cast with clouded graduation got their names outed. Go to Great America, me and my lady rock the same outfit. My niggas be fucking girls that she hang out with. Round in, God came out with peace of my love. Arguing over if he said dumb bitch. Every day the same old with rainbow. Watching the sun twist, cool as a MIG dry. That in the trunk shit, after parties in Wendy's parking lot. Unfamiliar faces got marked a lot. Showing off the hoes and bricks of rose, how to charge the box. That demo sort of stopped once AC got popped. To some drugs and start thinking they thugs. We be at the Bismarck and the racquetball club. Plug with Gucci promotions, so we got in free. Against the wall, me and my guys formed a colony. Rhyna be beaten. Save my day, dancing on speakers, flames. Snapchat was born this way. 87th Street of Hyde Park was warring. Over gossip, Kenwood bras was pouring. Suited in three-quarter Jordans, pro models. And started coats out the back of beauty shops, ballers. Bought a dope, put my name in they verse. EPMD, I would quote. Stolen leathers, I'd sell. Like a charter boat behind a beat. I took my first shot of Henny. It hit me in the chest like when Umar shot Benji. Same on the girl that left up Indy around crew. Either go through it or take it. We was bound to traveling like vice lords down to the taste. I wanted to bring my lady around crew cause they was snake. House parties was the lick behind bars we come up. Adam, I did the hooper dance with my thumbs up.
Ooh. second. Nowadays, niggas is fake. Like that party at McCormick Place. I don't draw with them, cause they was born to trace. At times, I contemplate moving to a warmer place than the lake and skyline. Give me a warm embrace. Reminding me of the point in parties Mo used to make. Six deep in the Hyundai, bumping Twilight Tone tapes. Come home late, calling broads, hang up on their mother. There wasn't nowhere to scrap at that we would fight each other. Get a room at the dunes, having fake outs. We eat at Giordano's and break out. Then everybody thought that they could spin. High rollers had the MCM blazer blend. Chabros and Guess jeans we was taking in. Cranes and freight trains we was breaking in. Tim and B basing Mike down at IIT. Remembering numbers depended on how high I'd be. It's a deja vu when I see bottles of Gill. My man Seth passed, I feel hollow but still.
As a frail old man in a wheelchair, trying to shake hands with an elephant.
Come in. Ah, yes, come in, sit down. Okay, so what seems to be the trouble?
It's a sore throat. I've had it for about a week now.
Okay, just open your mouth for me. And say, ah.
Ah.
And again.
Ah.
I'm sorry, I'm finding this very difficult.
Sorry?
Well, you're really putting me off. It's your face.
My face?
Well, it is really pretty ugly. I just can't think straight with that in front of me.
Right.
It looks like a mortared cowpat.
Sorry.
I can't deal with this. You'll have to see Dr. Harris.
Dr. Harris?
Yeah, his eyesight's appalling. Sarah will sort you out in reception.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Hello, Sarah? Yeah, close your eyes. He's coming back out. Okay. Dear me.
Sometimes I get up feeling good, but greed gets me down. I try to think about the highs of freedom with them. Business in your life don't sit with your soul, and they treat you like a child they need to control. The music that we make will heal all our mistakes and lead us. The music that we hear is all to feed us.
My attitude would be, no, you raped this woman in good faith. Did she tell you she had AIDS?
No.
Right. Well, I think you're entitled to compensation for that.
Right.
So, with your permission, I'll start working on the case straight away.
Great.
Okay.
Great, thanks very much.
Not at all.
Cheers.
I won't shake hands if you don't mind.
Right.
Okay. Bye.
I had spent the night outside the door of the London dungeon in case I woke up and forgot I was supposed to be in there in the morning. It was my first job in 10 months. It was too cold to sleep, so I passed the hours clinging to a bollard. I thought it might be warm because of its internal bulb. An early morning rollerblader had just piled into my back because all the bollard's light was going up my coat. I crawled to where she lay twitching and stuck my hands up her shirt. "What are you doing?" she gasped. Something in her tone told me that warming up my hands was not a good enough reason. "Looking for biscuits," I said. I did warm up slightly as she kicked me around the dawn. Some hours later, two actors arrived. They were friends of Susie, who had wangled me this job. I couldn't remember if I'd met them before, but they jammed a cigarette in my mouth. As they led me to the dungeon, they both introduced themselves as Paul and then started arguing about whether it was better to be workshopping with Polyakov or trapped in a burning car. They asked me what I'd been doing. "Directing traffic," I said, I thought rather wryly. "Great flyers," said the first Paul, and offered the opinion that though Traffic was a mediocre play, it had been very well promoted. In the dungeon, there was an office where a manager was sitting. He looked at me and said, "Who are you?" "Paychecks," I mumbled. I used to remember my name by looking at my paychecks. "Ah, you must be that friend of Susie's. May I suggest that the best role for our supporting artist would be the victim," piped Paul. "Good idea," said the manager. "Show him what to do." Paul and Paul took me to a dirty small room. They told me to strip and gave me a damp, blood-stained loincloth as they changed into leathery outfits and limbered up by cracking their knuckles and swinging their arms around. "By the way," said Paul, "you're a Jesuit." "Am I?" I asked. "Yes." "I'm pretty sure I'm not a Jesuit," but Paul continued. "You're called Anthony. You were tortured to death in 1563 for being a Jesuit and beating the Queen's champion at real tennis." "Is this a game?" I said. In a dark, stone-walled room, they told me to lie on a large wooden table. They bound my hands and feet with ropes that ran onto capstans at either end. I felt reasonably comfortable and considered a doze. Then a large group of people trooped in and the Pauls suddenly turned nasty. They snarled and cursed and started cranking the ropes and shouting at me for being a Catholic and plotting treason against the crown. I had no idea I'd done any of these things. "Confess, you Romish pumpkin!" They seemed very angry. "It was cold," I stammered, "but up her shirt it was warm." Some of the visitors laughed. Paul shouted, "See how the Corybant doth most gibberishly protest," and applied a pair of Elizabethan pliers to my groin. "Name your co-conspirators, deboshed papal wart." At the end of the first session, there was a ripple of applause, and the Pauls went for a smoke. "Why did you shout at me?" I said. "Trying to upstage people is not clever," said one. "Luckily, it wasn't at all amusing, and I contained you," said the other. "Can I get off now?" I wondered. but they were too busy shaking their heads and tutting the word Berkoff. When they came back, a larger crowd had gathered. The screaming and cranking started again, and I began to feel faint. They threatened to cut open my belly, unwind my entrails, and stuff them in my face unless I purged my filthy soul. As I thrashed and blubbed, I noticed a little girl in the audience gaping in innocent fascination. A dam broke quietly in my belly. Suddenly, words were flying from my mouth. "Stop the pain, I'll tell you everything," I shouted, remembering the time I had taken a Polaroid of my cock and put it in the math teacher's briefcase, causing him to be fired and then severely mauled while on remand in Brixton Prison. I confessed again that I had wandered into a children's park under the influence of Prozac and had beaten up an ostrich while several toddlers looked on and cried. "Please forgive me, for I know not what I do," I heard myself splutter, before finally describing how I had once broken into a farm and tarred and feathered a pig. The pall stopped. The audience stared. I begged the little girl to kill me. She left with her mother shortly afterwards. The other people went away. The manager wasn't pleased. He sent me off with a note for Susie pinned to my jacket. "Don't ever send rubbish like this again," it said. As I left the building and looked at the river, the Pauls told me I was the worst disaster since Stephen Fry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whack my bonobo. Oh, yeah. Whack my bonobo. Oh. Whack it, whack my bonobo.
Push your balls up my nose. My Gladys. Oh, oh, cackle my Gladys. Oh, oh, more feeble granddad. Oh, more feeble, feeble granddad. Introduce me to Gladstone.
Hello. Yeah, no, disagree with my balls. Pretty argue. Object. Object.
Shit your leg off. Shit your leg off.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. Let your spunk come out green. God, I love it when your spunk comes out green. Yeah, get it green. Come on, green spunky. Come on, green. Green. Come on, make it green. Come on, make it, come on, green. Make it, come on, green. Green.
Flaming pain. Oh yeah. under the seafloor.
Have you got a black ballpoint pen?
One of these?
Yeah. Yeah, can I have one of those, please?
No.
No?
No, sir.
Right. Well, just the cigarettes, the lighter, and the paper then, please.
£4.67, please. Goodbye.
I be your mirror, reflect what you are, in case you don't know. I be the wind, the rain and the sunset, the light on your door, to show that you're home. When you think the night has in your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind. Let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you. I find it hard to believe you don't know to your darkness, so you won't be afraid. When you think the night has in your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind. Let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you.
I am Simon Mayo, thrashing round the funfair and pissing on the fleeing women's heads.
Family business, I run it jointly with my husband and our daughter Patsy. The past 6 or so years has also been very involved, taking calls, offering advice, and taking part in the whole business side of things.
Basically, it's a helpline service for people who steal children.
Help I wish we'd had when we stole Patsy.
Me, yeah.
She was 2.5 months old. We hadn't the foggiest what to do.
Hello, Patsy Warren. Okay, and how long have you had her? And she's still asking for mummy.
The first thing is, make the child reject the parents that you've taken it from.
Something like, they said they didn't want to see you anymore, they said they hated you, that's usually...
And then we can encourage the parents who've just stolen the child from the original parents to pretend to be the original parents.
Yeah.
And with Patsy, we made masks from... enlarge photos of her original parents and then wear the mask, cut a little bit off each day until your face has replaced the photograph.
You can usually get a photo from the local paper, can't you?
Right, yeah. So she's still crying.
Running a story on the problem.
Yes, okay, well then you've got to just convince her that they don't exist.
And the third thing you can do is play with the child's mind a little bit more, just to give them the idea that their original parents are an unreality, that if they just imagined the whole thing.
Have you tried LSD?
When we first started, our methods were very crude, weren't they?
Well, you did me.
Well, I just dropped you on your head,
poor
didn't
lad,
I?
You ended up smashing against the bath, and I'm very glad I stopped you when I did.
Well,
I
so
don't
am
remember
I, actually.
It.
No, you've forgotten that, have you? Oh. Hello, Mrs. Fatchett. It's the police.
Often we have to talk to the original parents to find out
not.
About the child's special needs.
I did have a couple of questions in case we find little Martin. Yes. He wears glasses, I think, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. What sort? Maybe we should have those. Could I come round and pick them up tomorrow? Oh, good.
Sometimes they're so all over the shop, you'd strike gold.
Oh, yes, they'll give you everything.
A cot? Has that got a mobile with it?
This is a great money-saving tip for anyone who's thinking of stealing a child, is get the original parents to supply you with all of the baby clothes.
Yeah. But that's a risky thing. You ran into trouble, didn't you?
Yes, I had to get in touch with some original parents once, and they became rather suspicious of me. So what we did was we broke into their house and we jammed a child's pelvis down the toilet.
You should
I had a friend
say,
who was working
yes,
in
yes.
the Ethiopian famine at the time, and we succeeded in getting those parents put away. So
okay.
That dealt with them.
Find out you were stolen?
I found out when I was 8 and Mum and Dad here told me. And
how did you feel?
I felt a bit funny at first, but sort of I like being different really. And I just told my first boyfriend straight out that I'd been stolen.
What was his reaction?
He really wanted to sleep with me.
We would prefer it if Patsy were to steal a child rather than get a child in that way.
Yeah. We're hoping that one day
you
soon
that,
she'll go out and steal us a grandchild of our own. But
I was 2 years younger than you when he stole you.
Don't leave it too late.
People are doing it older nowadays, though.
Mm.
Well, you'll regret it.
To pretend that one can find the fantasies.
Now, first of all, remind me, how do I say your name again?
My name's Andrew Morton.
And that's it?
I hope so, yes.
OK, let's look at the book. New edition, here it is. First of all, its size. It actually looks bigger than it is, which is quite a crafty move. Was that the intention?
Well, it is a bit... It's a lot bigger than the original one.
Yes, but it does look bigger than it is as well. I mean, I'm not comparing it to the original. I'm just saying, here's a book, you see it in the shop, and it actually looks bigger than it is.
Well, I'm glad you think that.
Was that the intention?
I think, no, the intention was just to print a...
A
book of her life.
I mean, two-thirds of the way through, having thought it's bigger than it is, you come to realise it's bigger than you actually thought it was. Because it's carefully constructed, isn't it?
Well, I think it's constructed
I suppose the tragedy is you have to be...
You have to be what?
Now, looking at the way the book works, you seem to put your finger on things.
Well, what I've tried to do, let me
give you an example.
Sorry, go on.
Here we are. The tectonic plates which underpin society having shifted culturally, socially, and politically in the previous few years.
Mm.
Now, that describes exactly what had happened after Diana's death. So many people struggled to put their finger on that. Was it something you worked hard on, or did it just come out? I mean, how on earth?
Well,
The tectonic plates which underpin society having shifted culturally, socially, and politically in the previous few years.
Well, I mean, several people have made made a similar observation.
Oh, they've made a bosh. Generally, look quite silly.
Well, to my mind, it seems that we've seen a major shift in our society.
So and it's that, to your mind. It's to your mind when we look back to say 1982 that this says, hey, wait a minute, things are actually rather different.
Yes, I mean, I see the change quite profoundly. That you can see if you look at the news footage.
It is the tectonic plates that underpin society that has shifted culturally, socially, and politically.
I mean, I felt that quite profoundly.
And you thought that's it? It's the tectonics here.
I mean, that's
the history is important, isn't it?
And
what would it be like if we didn't have history?
Well, I think we'd have a rather shallow society. I mean,
well, you're a historian. I mean, what is it? Is it the facts? Is it the events? Or is it the words? Or the feeling of the words? The evidence?
I think it's the
evidence. Which of these is the first?
I think the first thing is the evidence.
You can have evidence without actually any events.
Well, evidence about the events.
Right,
what I mean is that you need...
What if events defeat the evidence? Now, in the balance, I suppose, and particularly away from the heat of, say, 2 months ago, I think the balance is that Andy Morton is a decent guy. What I want to know is how you feel about other people who are feeding off the same carcass. The people who make computer games, like at Last Chase, where you are playing a papalazzo, chasing a car through a tunnel. Subtitle of the game, Snap the Dying Bitch, you know.
Does that really exist?
Well, it's on the internet, isn't it?
Good grief.
Guess which country that comes from?
America.
Right.
Well, I just hope that nobody buys it, that's what I hope.
But, I mean, there are people there are people in clubs, you know. There's a Diana zombie doll, I mean...
And this... I mean, I don't see where you compare my book with...
What's your moral position on Last Chase?
Well, I mean... I find them fairly abhorrent because all you're doing is exploiting somebody's death for that.
I just wonder if I could read a section of the book.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. It's just longer than I thought, actually. Hang on. I'm reading it now. I'm nearly at the end.
Oh, he's reading it.
I need quiet when I'm doing this, otherwise I get put off. I had to start again, though, because you spoke while I was reading it. Andrew?
What?
Thank you. There's still a noise there. You're still doing a kind of Were you doing something with your pen?
I'm absolutely silent.
I'm just getting down to break her heart, okay. Very good, nearly there.
Good boy.
Oh, hang on, little creak there, hang on. Just do that last sentence again. Good, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ashley.
Makes it a love thing. Straight to the face.
not saying there's any doubt that you did murder him. What I am saying is that you have grounds for a case against your mother because of that. I think you can sue your mother for not aborting you. Because if she had aborted you, I hardly think you would have been able to commit this brutal murder.
Right.
So, if you want, I shall commence work on that case straight away. Upset by what you saw. So we can seek compensation from any of the crash participants who behaved in such a way as to cause that upset. Did you see any of them making any effort to hide their wounds?
No.
Right. One man actually died in front of you in a disgustingly uninhibited way. So you can sue his estate for that. And to compound the evil, two of the victims then re-horrified you by appearing on television that evening.
I suppose they did, yeah.
Yes, and I think that was very inconsiderate. Mm. So, why don't we start work on this for you tomorrow morning?
Okay, right. Thanks very much.
Not at all.
I think, therefore, I am.
e-tongue, but slip-slap daft round simple speak, and people stare and mock while you go jub-jub-jub. When monkey cease to sing, though you carve slot in head and slip in so much coins that brainy gloop did ooze therefrom. Ah, I see. Yes. When e-magma so rage in stomach, yet only feeble birds fly out o' gob. And when e-gloom so flicky switch, to find u-bulb b-bulb that only suck the light from room. Oh, bloody hell. Then e-welcome. Hoy, vuvak welcome.
What about you signing a copy of the book, dedicating it to William and Harry, and we'd send the book to Eton to be presented to the boys by a Diana lookalike?
Well, I mean, that's... I think...
Captain Bob, bring you blue jam. Captain Bob, bring you blue jam.
Visit us now. www.captainbob.co.uk or chill.cream.org.